and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi there, I'm Ben Foster. I'm CEO at the SEO Works.
Ben, thank you for joining us. So many questions that I want to ask about SEO. It's a really interesting time for SEO at the moment. But before we kind of get into that, just fill in a few blanks in terms of what you guys, I know what you guys do, but for anyone listening that doesn't, just fill in a few blanks.
Yeah, so we're an established agency. We've been around for over 17 years and we're digital growth experts. So we help our clients grow online. You know, yes, SEO is in our brand name, but we do much more than that. So we offer paid search, paid social, websites, digital PR, you name it. It's all about finding where you need to be relevant online and getting in front of your customers and getting those customers to you.
So how have you seen, I'll describe it as the marketing world, very generic phrase, but how have you seen things in marketing change?
I think probably it's got more personalised, so it's very much about understanding your customer a lot more and trying to tailor what you do towards those individual sort of needs.
Yep.
Obviously, technology's changed a lot. Yeah, I've been in marketing for over 20 years, and yeah, I started out as a web designer doing websites in Dreamweaver, and you know, obviously, all that's evolved a lot since then. But yeah, ultimately, you know, the technology and approaches may change, but the most successful marketing really understands who it's speaking to and creates solutions for those audiences.
And do you think that will continue to be the case? Because it feels like we're at the beginning of another sort of period of change, particularly in search. I'm picking on that because SEO is in your company name, so it feels like an appropriate thing to kind of pick on. But you know, it does feel like things are changing and they are moving, and there's a bit of uncertainty there in terms of what the future of search is going to look like, or even where people are going to go to do that. So do you think that kind of that core thread of marketing will remain the same?
I do, yeah. I mean, ultimately, if you think about marketing without any technology, it's about speaking to your audience. You think of a marketplace in a real city, village or whatever, it was the people who shouted the loudest and got people to them to engage with what they were doing, which got the most business. And you know, fundamentally, that's not going to change. Yes, the way people find you it may be changing, but ultimately the base premise of what marketing is never going to change.
I can't have a conversation with you about marketing without mentioning AI.
Yeah.
What's your take on AI, I guess, generally, but you know, where is it kind of fitting in with what you're kind of doing at the moment?
So I suppose that we could touch on the search experience. Obviously, that's evolving. So obviously, Google have brought in AI overviews, which are those sort of instant answers you get at the top of the page. In the US, they've got an AI tab as well, so you can click that tab and you can get to an experience like ChatGPT. So it's really more conversational and giving you answers. So that experience is changing. I think we need to accept as certainly organic traffic, we're probably going to get a little bit less, you know, across all websites as that change occurs, because what Google's trying to do is answer the query there and then. Certainly if it's informational, it's trying to keep you on their platform and give you the best information. But the good news with that is, you know, a lot of studies have been done, and ultimately AI is trained on data sets, or it searches the web. And when it searches the web, it's been shown that, you know, it generally picks out results from page one and page two. So, you know, leading back to your SEO tactics, as long as you're visible online, you're going to be visible in AI results as well.
I find it really fascinating because it feels like it's been quite a few years before we've been at quite such a big crossroads, because that idea of now someone having a question, going online to find the answer to that question, that's not changed. Getting the answer to that question has not really changed. But the fact that there's no clicking of a link to get to that is the only bit that changes.
Yeah.
And the consumer is no less happy because they're getting the answer that they're looking for potentially a little bit quicker. But it's kind of quite scary for people that are doing the sort of work that you're doing, isn't it? Because it does feel like quite a big sort of change.
It's an evolution, yeah. And you're right, the searches are still there. You're still going to get transactional traffic and some informational traffic to your site.
Yep.
But obviously, AI is trying to get different resources and answer the query for you there. But as you get down the funnel, you're still going to have to move to a site to transact, to buy.
Yep.
I mean, I used ChatGPT to research, the best ice cube makers under £100, and it gave a few results there. But then what did I do next? I didn't quite trust it, so I went onto Google, and then I did a bit more research, and I went on the websites and looked at the features. Before then, I think I bought on Amazon. So my journey was still multifaceted. I still interacted with the traditional Google as part of that search before then making that purchase. So I don't think it's going to completely go away. And I think that, I mean, my LinkedIn feed is full of people saying, you know, the world's changing, blah, blah, blah. And you will get that sort of, any new technology comes with a level of buzz. But I think it's really important to remember that if you compare ChatGPT with Google Search, SparkToro did some research, Google Search gets about 14 billion searches a day.
Right.
ChatGPT gets 37.5 million. So basically, Google gets 373 times the amount of searches on its platform. And Google's not going to let ChatGPT take over. That's why it's bringing its own AI tab experience into Google. So I think Google's still the dominant player. Yes, probably as a brand, you've got to think about how you get featured in those AI overviews, but and expect traffic lower down that journey. But you've still got to create that informational content, because part of the game now is being part of the answer in those AI overviews, as well as being listed organically.
I think you kind of answered this earlier on, but I want to go back to it as kind of a question of its own. Do you think that people that are working in marketing, perhaps working in search, SEO specifically, should be drastically changing what they do?
Certainly not in terms of, you know, organic search. It's still about high quality, unique content that speaks to your audience.
Is it a little bit about having a bit of a cool head at this point?
I do think so. It's easy to get carried away with the hype.
Yeah.
But if you look at the underlying mechanisms of whichever chatbot you use or AI overview, it uses search results to drive that. Yes, it's got training data, but in the more modern iterations of these AIs, like deep research mode, etc., it goes and searches the web.
Yeah.
And you can actually, if you're technical, you can look at the DOM and you can actually see the search queries these AI searches are using on Bing or Google to pull the data back.
Yeah.
So it's just another layer, really, within which to work.
I'm going to apologise in advance, Ben, because this is a bitch of a question. 5 years down the line, what do you think things are going to look like?
5 years down the line, I think people will be using AI. There's no doubt about that. And I think right now, you know, probably it's more your tech people who are using it. And yeah, you know, the experience is great, so they're going to use it more. But the search, people will still be needing stuff and searching for stuff. That's not going to change. So all it is, it's, you know, there's maybe small tweaks you can make to your strategy to start being visible more for these types of bots. But, you know, you're creating information for humans, but you're also going to be creating information for bots to understand. But that's really not changed. You know, the Google Spider years ago, it's about having structured data. It's about having conversation-led information, FAQs, things like that, in your content.
Yeah.
And that gives context to the AI bots. But it's also really useful for humans reading it. So it's win-win.
What do you hope changes? What would you quite like to get rid of from the marketing world?
I mean, banner ads are just rubbish. they really don't really do a lot. Yeah, people say it's for awareness and that kind of stuff, but I think everyone gets frustrated.
They wouldn't be missed, would they? No. They wouldn't be missed. Right, okay, there we go. So takeaways from this episode. One, just keep a cool head. Keep calm, carry on, that kind of stuff. People's habits might change a little, but that kind of human nature of what makes people tick, that's not gonna go away. And stop creating banner ads because they're rubbish. Good takeaways.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's ultimately, it's, you know, the small tweaks you can make but keep calm. You know, the searches won't go anywhere. And as long as you're being authentic, unique, and really representing what you do as a brand to people who you understand as your customers are, then you'll succeed.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for stopping by for a chat. I've really enjoyed this, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Cheers. Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.